Okay, so like we all know that feeling, right? Biting into the perfect strawberry or that first sip of a spiced latte. You just can't beat it.
Absolutely.
But have you ever actually like stopped to think about how those flavors, those specific distinct flavors are actually created? Like how do they bottle that stuff?
It's pretty wild when you think about it.
It really is. And that's what we're diving into today, the whole world of flavor science. We're gonna uncover the secrets behind how they capture those taste sensations we all know and love.
Should be interesting.
And to guide us, we've got the European Flavor Association's hashtag Flavor Europe campaign.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, they actually crowdsourced flavors from, get this, all across Europe.
Wow, talk about ambitious. Trying to bottle the taste of a whole continent.
Right. So before we get into that whole thing, I gotta ask, for you, what's that one food that just instantly takes you back, like a core memory, just from the taste?
Ooh, that's easy. The smell of my grandma's homemade bread baking in the oven, hands down. Just pure childhood comfort.
Man, I can practically smell it now. It's amazing how smell can just unlock those memories. But okay, getting sciencey here for a sec. What's actually happening in our brains when we experience flavor?
Well, it's way more than just your tongue. It's this crazy complex interplay of your taste buds, your sense of smell, and even your memories and emotions.
Whoa, really? So you're saying like my memory of my grandma's kitchen is actually part of the flavor of her bread?
Exactly. It's all connected. That smell triggers those memories, and those memories influence how you perceive the taste. It all blends together.
That is so cool. But okay, let's talk about those flavor scientists, the ones recreating those complex flavors in a lab. What do they even call those guys?
They're called flavorists. And let me tell you, these are some seriously talented people.
Yeah.
They're like part chemists, part artists, you know.
Okay, so like flavor whisperers,
Correct.
right?
Totally. They have this deep understanding of how different molecules create different flavors. And they can actually identify and isolate those molecules, like hundreds of them, sometimes even thousands, from a single ingredient.
Wait, back up. Thousands of molecules in, like one thing.
Yep. And it's the unique combination of those molecules that gives each ingredient its distinctive flavor profile.
Okay, mind officially blown. So, like, imagine trying to recreate the exact taste of, I don't know, a mango.
Exactly. It's not just one thing, it's this whole orchestra of molecules working together. And these flavorists, they have to figure out how to capture that entire orchestra and put it in a bottle.
That sounds incredibly difficult. Like, where do you even start with something like that?
Well, it all begins by breaking down the natural source, kind of like taking a puzzle apart and really studying each piece.
So they like analyze the actual mango?
Yep, they analyze the chemical makeup, identify and extract those key aroma molecules. Those are super important. It takes an incredible amount of expertise.
Okay, so they've got the mango, they've taken it apart, studied all the pieces. Now what? Time to put it back together.
Exactly. But it's not as easy as just like snapping the pieces back in place.
Right, it's not like those flavor molecules came with an instruction manual, right?
Nope. Sometimes they can use natural extracts directly, but other times they have to actually recreate those molecules
Yeah.
in a lab.
Wow, that's some serious science. So these flavorists, they're like, what, molecular architects or something?
That's a pretty good way to put it. It's this fascinating blend of science and creativity, really. And, it actually reminds me of those perfume makers, the fancy ones, who create those custom scents.
Oh, for sure. Like, you're trying to capture an essence, right? Whether it's a feeling or a memory, it's got to be a similar kind of
It
process.
really is. And that's something the EFA, those European flavor folks, really tapped into with their campaign. I mean, think about it, trying to capture the essence of a whole continent, not just in terms of taste, but like the whole sensory experience. That's next level.
Okay, so how do you even begin to define the flavor of Europe? That's like a massive undertaking.
Right. So what they did, they started by putting together these flavor mood boards, which is kind of a cool concept in itself.
Flavor mood boards. Okay, tell me more about that.
So basically, they reached out to people all over Europe, like everyday folks, and asked them to submit flavors that they felt best represented their region. You know, the taste that really captured the spirit of their part of the world.
So, like a continent-wide flavor brainstorming session.
Exactly. And from all those submissions, they actually narrowed it down to three main flavor profiles.
Three flavor profiles to represent all of Europe. Okay, you gotta walk me through these. What's the first one?
The first one is called Nordic Nature. It's inspired by those rugged landscapes up north, like Scandinavia, you know.
Oh.
Think juniper berries, black currant, even a hint of hay.
Hold up, hay. Like the stuff that horses eat.
Yep. They wanted to capture that earthy, outdoorsy vibe.
Wow, that's pretty different. Okay, what about the second profile?
So the second one, they called a romantic vanilla. This one's all about elegance, tradition, those classic European desserts.
Okay, I can see that. Lots of vanilla in European baking, right? But isn't vanilla, like, originally from Mexico or somewhere? Not exactly a European ingredient.
Good point. But that's the interesting thing about flavor, right? It's not always just about where something comes from, but how it's been adopted and incorporated into a culture's cuisine. Vanilla might not be native to Europe, but it's definitely become a staple in their culinary traditions, particularly in desserts and sweets.
That's true. Like, for me, vanilla always makes me think of creme brulee or panna cotta. Definitely a European vibe. Okay, so we've got Nordic nature and romantic vanilla. What's the third profile?
All right, for the third one, get ready for some sunshine, because it's Mediterranean citrus. Think blood orange, lemon, bergamot, that kind of thing.
Oh man, that sounds amazing. Like, I can practically feel the warm breeze and smell the citrus groves. You know, it's incredible how powerful scent is, right?
Absolutely. And the EFFA, they knew it. To showcase those flavors, they actually went ahead and created a scented brochure.
Wait, you're kidding? A brochure you can smell?
No joke. They wanted people to really experience those flavor profiles with all their senses. Talk about commitment.
That's amazing. So we've got these three totally distinct flavor profiles, each representing a different part of Europe. But they didn't stop there, did they?
You're right, they didn't. They took it a step further. Mm-hmm. They wanted to find the one flavor that could bring all those different aspects of Europe together.
The ultimate flavor of Europe. So how did they do it? What's the magic formula?
Okay, so get this. They decided to base it on the Cure Royale cocktail.
A Cure Royale, huh? Interesting choice. So we're talking, what, champagne, creme de cassis, that whole vibe. How do you even go from that to a flavor of Europe?
It's all about capturing the essence, right? Think about it, that bubbly, that sweetness from the cassis, that little bit of tartness. They took those key elements and basically wove in flavors from all three of those profiles we talked about. So you've got like the juniper, the citrus, vanilla, those berries. Pretty cool.
So it's like each of those flavor profiles we talked about, they each bring something unique to the table, kind of like how all the different cultures and landscapes of Europe come together, right? To create something bigger than themselves.
Exactly. And that's what's so clever about this whole campaign.
Yeah.
They're celebrating those individual identities, but at the same time, they're saying, hey, we're better together.
Mm.
You know, and to do that through something as universally loved as flavor, that's pretty genius.
It really is. It makes you wonder, though, beyond the actual flavors they chose, is there something like inherently European about the way they went about creating it?
Hmm. That's a good question. I mean, you could say it has something to do with Europe's crazy long and rich culinary history, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. For centuries, different regions have been like borrowing from each other, taking ingredients, techniques, kind of mixing it all up.
So this campaign is like a snapshot of that, right? That constant evolution of flavors.
Yeah, you could say that. It's like celebrating the present, but also giving a nod to like centuries of flavor fusion that came before it. And the cool thing is it opens up so many possibilities for the future of flavor, you know?
Totally. Okay, so for those of us listening who, you know, aren't flavor scientists or anything, but still love food, what's like the biggest takeaway from all of this?
Honestly, just be more adventurous with your food.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to like step outside your comfort zone and try those weird flavor combinations. You never know what you might end up loving.
That's so true. And hey, next time I'm like actually looking at the ingredients on a package, I'm going to be thinking about those flavor detectives, you know, hard at work, extracting those molecules.
A whole hidden world right there on your plate.
It really is. Okay, before we wrap up, is there anything else about this whole flavor of Europe thing that our listeners should check out?
Actually, yeah. The EFFA, they got really creative with this campaign. They actually composed music inspired by each flavor profile.
Wait, seriously? Music for each flavor?
No, seriously. You can find it on their website. It's a trip, let me tell you.
Okay, I am definitely checking that out later. Music inspired by the taste of Europe. Sign me up. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap things up. Thanks for taking us on this deep dive. It's been delicious.
Anytime. It's been fun.
And for our listeners, next time you take a bite of something truly amazing, take a second to really savor it. Think about all the science and creativity that went into creating that flavor. You might be surprised by what you discover. Until next time, happy snacking.